Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton Thompson. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported more than 3,000 women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. Together, we'll break your past patterns and eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. I hope you are having a fantastic day so far today. A couple weeks ago, we talked about one of the reasons that you might not be seeing results from your weight loss efforts. And we were talking about it from the science angle. We were talking about how your body can basically prevent fat loss, really slow it down, make it harder. It can lead to a propensity to store fat, all having to do with the microbiome and your gut integrity. And we talked about things you can do to fix that. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the reasons that you might not be getting results that's more of a practice standpoint. So the first couple episodes of the year, we talked about mindset. Then we got into the science. Now we're going to be talking about your actual implementation. And one of the primary issues that I see that holds people back, prevents them from getting results because of the way that they are implementing, because of the way that they are practicing, specifically the way that they are practicing a lot of the behavior change kinds of things, all right? And what is in the way and what you can do about it. If you feel like you're doing a lot of the work, but you're not getting results, or you're doing the work, but you're still making excuses, you're putting all of these pieces into play, but at the end of the day, you're still talking yourself out of the choice you know you need to make. There's one thing that I really want to get to the bottom of today. And it's doing the work, but not doing it at the time that it's needed, at the moment of decision. So let's back up. Let's give a little context first. You guys know that there was a huge period of my life where I let myself off the hook. And it's something that still I have to work on and with a lot of things. I could easily let myself off the hook with regards to working out or with regards to following through on some work thing that I need to get done. But there was a period of my life where it was more problem than solution. It was more pattern than practicing a new pattern. And I would always say things like, this one thing won't hurt, I'll start tomorrow, I'm too stressed, who really cares, it doesn't matter anyway, I'll start on Monday. And I had to start making these small tweaks and find a way to kind of live in the middle of all or nothing. But what I noticed, especially as I got into mindset work, is that a lot of times I would do that prep work, that mindset work, but I would do it when I didn't really need it. And I'll tell you what this often looks like. Have you ever started a day with really great intentions? This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm not going to do. Maybe you're somebody who starts the day with affirmations. I think affirmations are really powerful, but I think that a lot of people aren't using them when they need them most. Most of your work needs to be done. The most important parts of your work need to be done at the moment of decision. So when I take 10 minutes to journal in the morning, that's awesome. But that's preparatory for the moments of decision when I need to do the work later. Like when I'm deciding, am I going to go to the gym right now or am I going to stay home? Am I going to go grab the chocolates out of the pantry or am I not? the preparatory work, and I consider listening to this podcast part of the preparatory work. It's great. Journaling, it's great. But it's not the game time moment of decision place where we need to really be engaged. So if you've ever thought in the beginning of a day, like, I'm going to crush it, it's going to be a great day, and then by the end of the day, you're thinking, like, who cares? I'm too tired. It doesn't matter. It's very frustrating. And a lot of people reach out to me saying, like, I start the day with super clear intentions. I want it. I know what I need to do. I have all the tools, but I'm not doing it. It's because you're not doing that work at the moment of decision, which is when you need it. And that moment of decision, there might be 6 or 7 in a day, there might be 2 or 3 in a day, but they're going to be different for all of us. For me, I'm kind of in cruise control until about like 3 in the afternoon. That's when I'm thinking about skipping the workout. That's when I'm thinking about getting ice cream. That's when I'm thinking about not finishing the things on my to-do list and just roll them over until the next day. That is my game time. So all of the work that I do, meditating earlier or journaling earlier or listening to a podcast earlier, it's great. It's practice. It's prep. But it's not game time. And a lot of folks are only doing the prep, but they're not showing up at game time. There are a lot of people who are thinking that being goal-oriented or being optimistic or planning is enough. But it's not. It's not. I think back to when I was at my heaviest. And I wanted weight loss more than anything in the world, right? More than anything in the world. I had this this standing desk at one point that was over my treadmill so that I could, you know, have my phone and my coffee and whatever. And I would write these notes to myself like, gosh, I have pictures of it in my phone, but I can't remember them off the top of my head. But things that were like really empowering, affirmative statements. And then sometimes 2 hours later or 30 minutes later, I would act in a way that was totally contrary to what I had just wrote, or I had these affirmation cards and I would review them in the morning or when I was driving to work. And then sometimes in the evening, I would behave in a way that was totally contrary to it. And for the longest time, I was like, what's wrong with me? Like, I'm spending all of this time getting my head in the right place, having clarity on who I want to be and how I want to be and what I want to do and all of these things. And then I go and I make a choice that's totally not aligned. And it took me a long time to realize that the prep was just prep. It's kind of like if you prepare all the ingredients for a recipe, but you never cook the meal. That's what so many of us are doing. And I really want you to think about it like that. The prep is important. It's necessary. I don't want you to stop doing it. But if you are somebody who feels like, you know, I know all the things and I intend to do them and I don't follow through, you've gotten all your ingredients together, but you're not cooking the meal. You're not showing up in that moment of decision and using all of those things. The prep part is for a different time. When I am sitting in my car and going over my affirmations like I used to do years ago, and now I kind of do it more in my head, that is preparing me for when I'm standing in front of the pantry going, oh, do I eat the chocolates that the cleaning ladies brought over or do I not? I have to bring my prep to those moments. And I think that's the missing piece for so many people. I know for me, it's the missing piece when I make choices that aren't aligned with who or how I want to be. I have the tools. I've done the prep. But am I not using it in the moment when I need it? We have got to be honest with ourselves about when we really need to do the work. And listening to this podcast is not doing the work. Reading the self-help book is not doing the work. Journaling is not doing the work. It is equipping you to have what you need when you really need to do the work. When is that for you? I know for me, my work needs to be done. My game time opportunities are different for different areas of my life. In my marriage, my game time, when I need to do the work, is when I'm upset or when I'm hurt or when I'm irritated. all the therapy that we do, all the things I read about relationships, everything I believe about communication, it doesn't get me what I want if I don't use it in my marriage when I'm frustrated or I'm hurt or I'm irritated. When it comes to nutrition, I think it's awesome that I get my salad and I get my ginger and turmeric shot at the juice place on my way home from the gym. But what changes my life is when I use all of that information and all of my beliefs and all of my desires when I'm like, who cares? I really just want to have, you know, a bunch of nachos and a whole bowl of queso. Are you using the tools when you need to use them, or are you not? Your work needs to be done when you most want to avoid it. That is where change comes from. Your work needs to be done when you most want to avoid it, when you want to do it the least. So think about all these different areas of your life. For me, being sweet and affectionate, kind, open in my marriage, it doesn't really move the needle when we're having a good day. It won't change my marriage when I act that way on a good day. My marriage changes when I do the work, when I most want to not do the work. So many people are doing the work when they want to do the work, and they're not doing the work when they don't want to do the work, and they're frustrated they're not getting results. You change, and you only change when you do the work when you most want to avoid it. That's where transformation comes from. That's where physical transformation comes from. That's where financial transformation comes from. That's where emotional transformation comes from. It's awesome to wake up and have your cabbage salad or your omelet when you feel like it, but change happens when you want the pizza or the pint of ice cream that you didn't intend to eat and you don't have it. Change happens when you're feeling very reactionary, when you're saying you don't care, when you're in a bad mood, when you're pissed off, when you're overtired, and you do the hard work then. When it matters most is when you don't want to do it. Change happens when you don't want to do it. That's the game time opportunity. And a lot of people are doing the work when they feel like doing the work and not doing the work when they don't feel like doing it and then getting really frustrated that they're not getting results. Sitting down to write when I have a great idea, that's fine. That's great. I'm not going to stop doing that. But I transform my habits. I become consistent when I sit down and I don't feel like it. Think about it this way. If you practice your jump shot all day, every single day, but you never take the shot when you're in the game, the practice doesn't matter. And you need to practice, but it counts when you use it. I want you to think about that, whether it's for your physical health, for your fitness, your nutrition, your marriage, your interactions with your kids. Change happens when you bring your preparation to the moment where you normally opt out, where you normally tap out, where you normally say, I don't care, it doesn't matter, I'll start tomorrow, I'll do better next week. Change happens when you show up in those times. And you don't have to nail it every time. That's probably not going to be the reality for the majority of us. It's not my reality. But I want to be that 90-10 person. I want to be that 80-20 person. What that means to me is 90% of the time when I don't want to eat well or I don't want to work out or I don't want to do the work I said I was going to do, I'm going to do it anyway. And 10% of the time, I'm going to give myself a pass. 10% of the time, I'm going to make a choice that maybe in hindsight wasn't the best choice. Fine. But be that person. Don't just set these lofty aspirations of like, these are my goals and these are the things I want to do. Realize that game time, when it matters most, is when you don't feel like it. when you want to give yourself a pass. And start chipping away at those moments. Because your change is going to happen. Your opportunity for transformation lives in those moments when you don't want to do it. And look, in the scheme of life, it's not that hard. We're not asking you to climb Mount Everest, you know, with your hands tied behind your back. In the scheme of life, these are easy wins. They are not that hard. They are not that huge. It is not that hard to say, I'm going to go to the gym even though I don't want to. I'm going to say no to the pizza even though I want to eat it. In the scheme of life, these are not that difficult. I know you know that. So we just have to seize those moments and we have to start bringing our prep to those moments. And when we do, everything changes. Everything changes. The results that you want are waiting for you. As soon as you show up to those moments with your preparation and you do the thing that you know you should do when you don't want to do it. And that will change everything in your life. Make it a great day. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. If you enjoyed it, make sure to take a few seconds to leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening. It not only supports the show in a huge way, but it also automatically enters you into our weekly product giveaway. For more tools, tips, and strategies on creating change, check out my first book, Chasing Cupcakes, and follow me on Instagram @ElizabethBenton. Remember, every choice is a chance, and I'll see you next time.